Hello and welcome. This is Father Kyle Schnippel, and I'm recording my homily here for Ash Wednesday. It's rather brief. It's a weekday. It's not a day of obligation. So I just like to offer a good thought or two for the beginning of Lent as we begin this journey. And so I take off mostly on the second reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. And I'll be preaching tonight, 7 p.m., St. John Newman. And here's my homily. I admit this is one of my favorite juxtapositions of the church year. We barely finish hearing Jesus say, "When you fast, wash your face and comb your hair," and the very next thing we do is put a smudge on your foreheads. I always have to admit, I chuckle a little bit when I think about it. But then it causes me to think a little bit more. Why do we do such a thing? If it is so blatantly against what Jesus says to do, it must have a significance in the eyes of the church then, right? At least I hope so. And I think the answer comes to us from the start of our second reading that we have for Mass today. We are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. Our task as disciples of Christ is to be that ambassador for Him, to be His messenger to the world where He sends us, whatever that world might be. But in order to be that ambassador, the next line in that reading is also vital. Be reconciled to God. And this is why we begin this period of fasting and prayer prior to our celebration of Easter. It's all geared towards a greater reconciliation, a greater communion, a greater relationship with God. And as we do that, we might recognize also that over the last year, we probably slid back some. We let in those little things that hamper that union with God. Whether a small sin that becomes something more, whether that little creature comfort that makes me maybe a little too secure and I don't really want to convert. Maybe it's that little bit of trust in wealth instead of trusting in God's providence. St. Paul echoes that thought in so many ways when he says in another place, "I do the things I do not want to do. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And so we enter into this time of fasting and prayer, a time of almsgiving, a time of renewal. It's a time to strip away all that hides Christ from those whom I encounter. And as St. Paul tells us in the reading again today, now is the acceptable time. Now is the time of salvation. As we enter into this great season, let us take advantage of the opportunity God sets before us to embrace this season of prayer, of fasting, of almsgiving. God bless.